Let's learn a little more now about the suspect in the shootings, Major Nedal Hassan. Before we say anything more, we should point out that Major Hassan is considered innocent until proven otherwise, and information about his past does not necessarily mean that he committed the crimes at Fort Hood. Still, this is a time when investigators will look into the suspect's past, and NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has been learning new details about that. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Steve.
You've reported previously how concerned people were at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. about his performance there. What more have you learned about those concerns?
Well, at the end of 2007, the government sent Hassan to the military's medical school. It's nicknamed USIS, right here in the Washington, D.C. area. And pretty soon, the psychiatrists and officials and professors there were very worried about Hassan, and they started having a series of conversations and meetings in early 2008, wondering, is it possible that Nedal Hassan is psychotic? Psychotic is a word that people throw around in daily conversation, but
right.
It basically means out of touch with reality.
And if doctors are using this word, they mean it in that very specific clinical way.
They did, although this was conference room and hallway conversation. It was not, he was not sent, puzzlingly enough, to a mental evaluation. But what made them wonder if he was psychotic is that one thing is that they kept telling him over and over again, and I've gotten documents that show this, Nedal, you're doing a really bad job. I mean, academically, you are just not cutting it. And he basically would blow them off and ignore them. Number two, some of his papers seem to have disjointed thinking. That's actually a symptom of psychosis. One of his papers sort of went off into a religious diatribe. It just seemed, my sources say, it just seemed very out of touch with reality. So they were quite concerned about him.
And they also used, if I'm not mistaken, the word fratricide.
Well, so some of the supervisors and professors started, musing over coffee and talking about him in a worried way. And one told his colleagues, do you think if he's deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq that he could leak military secrets to Islamic extremists? And another psychiatrist at USIS wondered to colleagues, do you think this guy is capable of committing fratricide?
Killing his fellow soldiers.
That's right. And back in 2003 in Kuwait, an American Muslim sergeant set off hand grenades that killed two people and wounded 14. And I'm told that Hassan was obsessed with this case and actually wanted to study the minds of Muslim soldiers who committed fratricide, even though his supervisors said there was no evidence that they knew of that there were any more cases like that.
Well, we should be clear. In fact, it's part of your story that there was no formal psychiatric evaluation of this man. But still, you have doctors and colleagues who are very concerned about him. And what do they do about it?
They sat around trying to figure out where could we send Nedal Hassan that will do the least harm. One psychiatrist said, in the military, there's a long tradition. When you have somebody who is a loser or is a failure or you're worried about, you try to create a job for them where they can, do as little harm as possible. And they decided, let's send him to Fort Hood. Why Fort Hood? Because Fort Hood has a bigger mental health staff than most Army bases. And they thought, at least if he goes to Fort Hood and he doesn't do anything of value, there's plenty of other people to pick up the slack. But number two, there will be lots of psychiatrists around there to help him and monitor him. But one psychiatrist said to me, we were sort of hoping he'd go to Fort Hood and disappear.
NPR's Daniel Zwerdling, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.